Lucky enough now to be joined by one of the premier jockeys in the world in James McDonald. How are you, James?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going well. James, just first before you get to your great day there at Rose Hill on Saturday, describe the sacrifices you've had to make in the last couple of weeks from being in isolation as much as possible yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I think everyone's in the same boat as the jockey and everyone in the community as well. Obviously, we're just travelling to a Wednesday and a Saturday meeting at the moment and only doing track work on a Tuesday, and then other times we're just locked inside. Obviously, all of us don't want to get sick or anything, and we're taking every precaution possible to keep racing going, which we're very grateful it is going. So obviously there's been a few sacrifices, but we're willing to make them.
And it was a great day on Saturday. I actually want to ask you firstly about the horse he didn't win on, which was Funstar. And do you think
surprise, journalists go straight to the negative.
Well, it was $1.75.
We're all on it in our multis.
No worries.
No, I'm just curious. Do you think she could get to the 2400, James, the Yokes?
Yeah, look, it was just an unsuitable race how it was run. We were positive out of the stalls, and she was really good for the first two furlongs. And then one horse whipped around at about the 1400. She just got set alight, and I reckon just being on her home course, because she gallops every Tuesday, Thursday or whatever, she just got set alight, and she never relaxed from then on. And I think she did pretty well. She had the audacity to kick on to run fourth and only beaten a length 0.3. So overall, if you break it down, it was a pretty good run. Obviously, being a $1.80 favourite, everyone expected a win by panels, but I think she had a few circumstances didn't go away. Mm.
Very elegant, very impressive in the Tancred, and there was some talk after it that might be going around in the Caulfield Cup or a Melbourne Cup. How does she feel to you at the moment, and how competitive was she been races like that?
Yeah, well, if she holds her form the way she's going now in the autumn to the spring, she'd be extremely competitive. But I think she's a mare that's only going to get better as she gets on. We've got to only remember she is only four, so she's very young. She's only maturing now. And so whatever she's done previously is actually a bonus to her. She's actually a bit of a late bloomer. But the way she's going, she's absolutely airborne. She can't go any better. And her defeat previous to her win was extraordinary. It was hard to believe a horse could go so good and still get beat. So I think those sort of races, if she holds that form, is definitely not out of reach. And if she does get any rain on the day, it just enhances her chances.
Yeah, and this weekend, well, you're looking towards the Doncaster with Mr. Seawolf. I'm sure you had a few options there, James.
Not really, actually.
Cascadian, I bet you James Cummings wanted you to ride that, did you,
yeah,
after winning the Prelude?
I'm limited to weight. So,
of course.
So I was 54 and above, which put me out of play for a few. But in saying that, like a horse like Imaging and Cascadian are really good chances, which I was unable to ride, but I've ridden them previously. But I'm happy enough with my fellow. He's Mr. Seawolf. If he gets a really wet track, it'll be a chance. He's obviously paying the penalty for being so consistent in big races before and carrying a bit more weight. So he's up against it, but I'm saying that he's a runner's chance if the rain does come, which it looks like it is.
What about Nature Strip in the TJ?
Yeah, he's going really good. Obviously, he's a quirky horse. He's got a mind of his own. He does what he wants to do, and his form line suggests that when he does put his best foot forward, he looks sensational and he feels great. But I think at home he can't be going any better. He had a trial the other day. He trialled super in front of a couple of other opposition that are heading towards that race. So, we're very happy the way he's going.
And you're going to ride, I believe, Castelvecchio in the Derby as well. I don't think you've jumped on Castelvecchio before, have you?
No, I haven't had a chance to jump on him, but obviously through uncertain circumstances, Craig Williams couldn't come up, so I've ended up lobbing on top of him. Looking forward to it. Actually, getting out to a trip where he hasn't been seen before, but he looks like he'll relish, and he looks a pretty exciting horse. So hopefully he can do the job in the Derby.
with the win on Saturday, with Very Elegant, how did you celebrate Saturday night? Just went home.
Yeah, well, we're in self-isolation.
So oh, jeez.
Doing things properly, but I think hopefully when it all passes, and hopefully it does soon, we'll have plenty of time to celebrate. But there's not much else to do out there at the moment. It's obviously everything's takeaway and everyone's playing their part.
So. I'll tell you what,
do you get used to like riding back, you know, and after a big win, and you think, oh, I can't even wave to the crowd.
But he did.
Oh, you did?
He did. I saw him doing it. He was just pretending the crowd was there, didn't you, James? I'm sure I saw you do that.
Well, you have to a little bit. You have to enjoy yourself a little bit because they don't come along very often. But I'll tell you what, it is a very eerie feeling. And obviously with every sport that people play, I suppose that we enjoy the crowd being there. And it does give you a bit of a lift. But at the moment, obviously, with them not there, you have to make your own fun, I suppose, and make yourself laugh a bit. But it's a pretty eerie feeling, but it is what it is, so can't do much about it.
And it looks as though you've picked up, or you have picked up, the Japanese horse Denim Premium in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes.
Yeah, from all reports, he sounds like an absolute rocket. So I'm looking forward to sitting on him. I'll hopefully have a sit on him in the next day or two at Canterbury and give him a gallop. But his form lines are second to none in Japan. So if he brings that sort of form line down here, he should be very hard to beat in a very competitive Queen Elizabeth, I would have thought.
And James, how's the family back in New Zealand as they deal with the lockdown over there?
Yeah, they're obviously it's a bit tougher, like they're obviously climbing the walls a bit, but they're in strict isolation where they can't get out for a month. But as you're probably aware, that only one person from the family can go out and do the shopping and such. And so, yeah, mum and dad are doing it a bit tougher and a bit bored, and they feel like they're a bit isolated away from, because my brother's over here as well, so they don't really have too many people over there. But I suppose we'll just get through it, and hopefully we'll see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Hear, hear. James, great riding on the weekend with those four winners and, huge weekend coming up with day one of the championship. Some great rides there. Good luck for the remainder of the autumn.
Cheers, mate.